Welcome to another episode of the Come Follow Me, Read Ahead. Since the normal course of study skips a whole bunch of chapters of the Old Testament, this episode is part of a series where we read the complete Old Testament from the New English Translation. It is not synchronized to the weekly schedule from the church. We're reading ahead and spreading the episodes over last year and this year. Let's jump in. Isaiah chapter 20. The Lord revealed the following message during the year in which King Sargon of Assyria sent his commanding general to Ashdod, and he fought against it and captured it. At that time, the Lord announced through Isaiah, son of Amoz, "Go, remove the sackcloth from your waist and take your sandals off your feet." He did as instructed and walked around in undergarments and barefoot. Later, the Lord explained, "In the same way that my servant Isaiah has walked around in undergarments and barefoot for the past 3 years, as an object lesson and omen pertaining to Egypt and Cush, so the king of Assyria will lead away the captives of Egypt and the exiles of Cush, both young and old. They will be in undergarments and barefoot, with the buttocks exposed. The Egyptians will be publicly humiliated. Those who put their hope in Cush and took pride in Egypt will be afraid and embarrassed. At that time, those who live on this coast will say, 'Look what has happened to our source of hope, to whom we fled for help, expecting to be rescued from the king of Assyria. How can we escape now?'" Isaiah chapter 21. This is an oracle about the wilderness by the sea. Like strong winds blowing in the south, one invades from the wilderness, from a land that is feared. "I have received a distressing message. The deceiver deceives, the destroyer destroys. Attack, you Elamites. Lay siege, you Medes. I will put an end to all the groaning. For this reason, my stomach churns, cramps overwhelm me, like the contractions of a woman in labor. I am disturbed by what I hear, horrified by what I see. My heart palpitates, I shake in fear. The twilight I desired has brought me terror. Arrange the table, lay out the carpet, eat and drink. Get up, you officers, smear oil on the shields. For this is what the Lord has told me. Go, post a guard. He must report what he sees. When he sees chariots, teams of horses, riders on donkeys, riders on camels, he must be alert, very alert." Then the guard cries out, "On the watchtower, O Lord, I stand all day long at my post. I am stationed every night. Look what's coming, a charioteer, a team of horses." When questioned, he replies, "Babylon has fallen, fallen. All the idols of her gods lie shattered on the ground. Oh, my downtrodden people, crushed like stalks on the threshing floor, what I have heard from the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, I have reported to you. This is an oracle about Duma. Someone calls me from Seir. Watchman, what is left of the night? Watchman, what is left of the night?" The watchman replies, "Morning is coming, but then night. If you want to ask, ask. Come back again." This is an oracle about Arabia. "In the thickets of Arabia you spend the night, you Dedanite caravans. Bring out some water for the thirsty. You who live in the land of Tema, bring some food for the fugitives. For they flee from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the battle, ready bow, and from the severity of the battle. For this is what the Lord has told me. Within exactly 1 year, all the splendor of Kedar will come to an end. Just a handful of archers, the warriors of Kedar, will be left. Indeed, the Lord God of Israel has spoken." Isaiah chapter 22. This is an oracle about the Valley of Vision. "What is the reason that all of you go up to the rooftops? The noisy city is full of raucous sounds. The town is filled with revelry. Your slain were not cut down by the sword. They did not die in battle. All your leaders ran away together. They fled to a distant place. All your refugees were captured together. They were captured without a single arrow being shot. So I say, don't look at me. I am weeping bitterly. Don't try to console me concerning the destruction of my defenseless people. For the sovereign Lord of Heaven's armies has planned a day of panic, defeat, and confusion. In the Valley of Vision, people shout and cry out to the hill. The Elamites picked up the quiver and came with chariots and horsemen. The men of Kir prepared the shield. Your best valleys were full of chariots. Horsemen confidently took their positions at the gate. They removed the defenses of Judah. At that time you looked for the weapons in the house of the forest. You saw the many breaks in the walls of the city of David. You stored up water in the lower pool. You counted the houses in Jerusalem and demolished houses so you could have material to reinforce the wall. You made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But you did not trust in the one who made it. You did not depend on the one who formed it long ago. At that time, the sovereign Lord of Heaven's armies called for weeping and mourning, for shaved heads and sackcloth. But look, there is outright celebration. You say, kill the ox and slaughter the sheep, eat meat and drink wine. Eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of Heaven's armies told me this. Certainly this sin will not be forgiven as long as you live, says the sovereign Lord of Heaven's armies. This is what the sovereign Lord of Heaven's armies says. Go, visit this administrator, Shebna, who supervises the palace, and tell him, what right do you have to be here? What relatives do you have buried here? Why do you chisel out a tomb for yourself here? He chisels out his burial site in an elevated place. He carves out his tomb on a cliff. Look, the Lord will throw you far away, you mere man. He will wrap you up tightly. He will wind you up tightly into a ball and throw you into a wide open land. There you will die, and there with you will be your impressive chariots, which bring disgrace to the house of your master. I will remove you from your office. You will be thrown down from your position. At that time, I will summon my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah. I will put your robe on him, tie your belt around him, and transfer your authority to him. He will become a protector of the residents of Jerusalem and of the people of Judah. I will place the key to the house of David on his shoulder. When he opens the door, no one can close it. When he closes the door, no one can open it. I will fasten him like a peg into a solid place. He will bring honor and respect to his father's family. His father's family will gain increasing prominence because of him, including the offspring and the offshoots. All the small containers, including the bowls and all the jars, will hang from this peg. At that time, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, the peg fastened into a solid place will come loose. It will be cut off and fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut off. Indeed, the Lord has spoken. Isaiah chapter 23. This is an oracle about Tyre. Wail, you large ships, for the port is too devastated to enter. From the land of Cyprus, this news is announced to them. Lament, you residents of the coast, you merchants of Sidon who travel over the sea, whose agents sail over the deep waters. Grains from the Shihor region, crops grown near the Nile, she receives. She is the trade center of the nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea says this, O fortress of the sea, I have not gone into labor or given birth. I have not raised young men or brought up young women. When the news reaches Egypt, they will be shaken by what has happened to Tyre. Travel to Tarshish. Wail, you residents of the coast. Is this really your boisterous city, whose origins are in the distant past, and whose feet led her to a distant land to reside? Who planned this for royal Tyre, whose merchants are princes, whose traders are the dignitaries of the world? The Lord of Heaven's armies planned it. to dishonor the pride that comes from all her beauty, to humiliate all the dignitaries of the earth. Daughter Tarshish, travel back to your land as one crosses the Nile. There is no longer any marketplace in Tyre. The Lord stretched out his hand over the sea. He shook kingdoms. He gave the order to destroy Canaan's fortresses. He said, "You will no longer celebrate, oppressed virgin daughter Sidon. Get up, travel to Cyprus. But you will find no relief there. Look at the land of the Chaldeans, these people who have lost their identity. The Assyrians have made it a home for wild animals. They erected their siege towers, demolished its fortresses, and turned it into a heap of ruins. Wail, you large ships, for your fortress is destroyed. At that time, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, the typical lifespan of a king. At the end of 70 years, Tyre will try to attract attention again, like the prostitute in the popular song. Take the harp, go through the city, forgotten prostitute. Play it well, play lots of songs, so you'll be noticed. At the end of 70 years, the Lord will revive Tyre. She will start making money again by selling her services to all the earth's kingdoms. Her profits and earnings will be set apart for the Lord. They will not be stored up or accumulated, for her profits will be given to those who live in the Lord's presence, and will be used to purchase large quantities of food and beautiful clothes." Isaiah chapter 24. Look, the Lord is ready to devastate the earth and leave it in ruins. He will mar its surface and scatter its inhabitants. Everyone will suffer, the priest as well as the people, the master as well as the servant, the elegant lady as well as the female attendant, the seller as well as the buyer, the borrower as well as the lender, the creditor as well as the debtor. The earth will be completely devastated and thoroughly ransacked. For the Lord has decreed this judgment. The earth dries up and withers. The world shrivels up and withers. The prominent people of the earth fade away. The earth is defiled by its inhabitants, for they have violated laws, disregarded the regulation, and broken the permanent treaty. So a treaty curse devours the earth. Its inhabitants pay for their guilt. This is why the inhabitants of the earth disappear and are reduced to just a handful of people. The new wine dries up, the vines shrivel up. All those who like to celebrate groan. The happy sound of the tambourines stops. The revelry of those who celebrate comes to a halt. The happy sound of the harp ceases. They no longer sing and drink wine. The beer tastes bitter to those who drink it. The ruined town is shattered. All the houses are shut up tight. They howl in the streets because of what happened to the wine. All joy turns to sorrow. Celebrations disappear from the earth. The city is left in ruins. The gate is reduced to rubble. This is what will happen throughout the earth, among the nations. It will be like when they beat an olive tree, and just a few olives are left at the end of the harvest. They lift their voices and shout joyfully. They praise the majesty of the Lord in the west. So in the east, extol the Lord. Along the seacoasts, extol the fame of the Lord God of Israel. From the ends of the earth we hear songs. The Just One is majestic. But I say, I'm wasting away, I'm wasting away, I'm doomed. Deceivers deceive, deceivers thoroughly deceive. Terror, pit, and snare are ready to overtake you, inhabitants of the earth. The one who runs away from the sound of the terror will fall into the pit. The one who climbs out of the pit will be trapped by the snare. For the floodgates of the heavens are opened up, and the foundations of the earth shake. The earth is broken in pieces. The earth is ripped to shreds. The earth shakes violently. The earth will stagger around like a drunk. It will sway back and forth like a hut in a windstorm. Its sin will weigh it down, and it will fall over and never get up again. At that time, the Lord will punish the heavenly forces in the heavens and the earthly kings on the earth. They will be imprisoned in a pit, locked up in a prison. And after staying there for a long time, they will be punished. The full moon will be covered up. The bright sun will be darkened. For the Lord of heaven's armies will rule on Mount Zion in Jerusalem, in the presence of his assembly, in majestic splendor. Isaiah chapter 25. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you in praise. I will extol your fame. For you have done extraordinary things, and executed plans made long ago, exactly as you decreed. Indeed, you have made the city into a heap of rubble, the fortified town into a heap of ruins. The fortress of foreigners is no longer a city. It will never be rebuilt. So a strong nation will extol you. The towns of powerful nations will fear you. For you are a protector for the poor, a protector for the needy in their distress, a shelter from the rainstorm, a shade from the heat. Though the breath of tyrants is like a winter rainstorm, like heat in a dry land, you humble the boasting foreigners. Just as the shadow of a cloud causes the heat to subside, so he causes the song of tyrants to cease. The Lord of heaven's armies will hold a banquet for all the nations on this mountain. At this banquet there will be plenty of meat and aged wine, tender meat and choicest wine. On this mountain he will swallow up the shroud that is over all the peoples, the woven covering that is over all the nations. He will swallow up death permanently. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from every face and remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. Indeed, the Lord has announced it. At that time, they will say, "Look, here is our God. We waited for him and he delivered us. Here is the Lord. We waited for him. Let's rejoice and celebrate his deliverance." For the Lord's power will make this mountain secure. Moab will be trampled down where it stands, as a heap of straw is trampled down in a manure pile. Moab will spread out its hands in the middle of it, just as a swimmer spreads his hands to swim. The Lord will bring down Moab's pride as it spreads its hands. The fortified city, along with the very tops of your walls, he will knock down. He will bring it down. He will throw it down to the dusty ground. Isaiah chapter 26. At that time, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, the Lord's deliverance, like walls and a rampart make it secure. Open the gates so a righteous nation can enter, one that remains trustworthy. You keep completely safe the people who maintain their faith, for they trust in you. Trust in the Lord from this time forward, even in Yah, the Lord, an enduring protector. Indeed, the Lord knocks down those who live in a high place. He brings down an elevated town. He brings it down to the ground. He throws it down to the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the feet of the oppressed, by the souls of the poor. The way of the righteous is level. The path of the righteous that you prepare is straight. Yes, as your judgments unfold, O Lord, we wait for you. We desire your fame and your reputation to grow. I look for you during the night. My spirit within me seeks you at dawn. For when your judgments come upon the earth, those who live in the world learn about justice. If the wicked are shown mercy, they do not learn about justice. Even in a land where right is rewarded, they act unjustly. They do not see the Lord's majesty revealed. O Lord, you are ready to act, but they don't even notice. They will see and be put to shame by your angry judgment against humankind. Yes, fire will consume your enemies. O Lord, you make us secure, for even all we have accomplished, you have done for us. O Lord, our God, masters other than you have ruled us, but we praise your name alone. The dead do not come back to life. The spirits of the dead do not rise. That is because you came in judgment and destroyed them. You wiped out all memory of them. You have made the nation larger, O Lord. You have made the nation larger and revealed your splendor. You have extended all the borders of the land. O Lord, in distress they looked for you. They uttered incantations because of your discipline. As when a pregnant woman gets ready to deliver and strains and cries out because of her labor pains, so were we because of you, O Lord. We were pregnant. We strained. We gave birth, as it were, to wind. We cannot produce deliverance on the earth. No people are born to populate the world. Your dead will come back to life. Your corpses will rise up. Wake up and shout joyfully, you who live in the ground, for you will grow like plants, drenched with the morning dew, and the earth will bring forth its dead spirits. Go, my people, enter your inner rooms, close your doors behind you. Hide for a little while, until his angry judgment is over. For look, the Lord is coming out to the place where he lives, to punish the sin of those who live on the earth. The earth will display the blood shed on it. It will no longer cover up its slain. Isaiah chapter 27. At that time the Lord will punish with his destructive, great, and powerful sword, Leviathan, the fast-moving serpent. Leviathan, the squirming serpent. He will kill the sea monster. When that time comes, sing about a delightful vineyard. I, the Lord, protect it. I water it regularly. I guard it night and day, so no one can harm it. I am not angry. I wish I could confront some thorns and briars. Then I would march against them for battle. I would set them all on fire, unless they became my subjects and made peace with me. Let them make peace with me. The time is coming when Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and grow branches. The produce will fill the surface of the world. Has the Lord struck down Israel as he did their oppressors? Has Israel been killed like their enemies? When you summon her for divorce, you prosecute her. He drives her away with his strong wind in the day of the east wind. So in this way, Jacob's sin will be forgiven. And this is how they will show they are finished sinning. They will make all the stones of the altars like crushed limestone, and the Asherah poles and the incense altars will no longer stand. For the fortified city is left alone. It is a deserted settlement, and abandoned like the wilderness. Calves graze there, they lie down there, and eat its branches bare. When the branches get brittle, they break. Women come and use them for kindling. For these people lack understanding. Therefore the one who made them has no compassion on them. The one who formed them has no mercy on them. At that time the Lord will shake the tree, from the Euphrates River to the stream of Egypt. Then you will be gathered up one by one, O Israelites. At that time a large trumpet will be blown, and the ones lost in the land of Assyria will come, as well as the refugees in the land of Egypt. They will worship the Lord on the holy mountain in Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 28. The splendid crown of Ephraim's drunkards is doomed. The withering flower, its beautiful splendor, situated at the head of a rich valley, the crown of those overcome with wine. Look, the Lord sends a strong, powerful one, with the force of a hailstorm or a destructive windstorm, with the might of a driving, torrential rainstorm. He will knock that crown to the ground with his hand. The splendid crown of Ephraim's drunkards will be trampled underfoot. The withering flower, its beautiful splendor, situated at the head of a rich valley, will be like an early fig before harvest, as soon as someone notices it. He grabs it and swallows it. At that time, the Lord of Heaven's armies will become a beautiful crown and a splendid diadem for the remnant of his people. He will give discernment to the one who makes judicial decisions and strength to those who defend the city from attackers. Even these men stagger because of wine. They stumble around because of beer. Priests and prophets stagger because of beer. They are confused because of wine. They stumble around because of beer. They stagger while seeing prophetic visions. They totter while making legal decisions. Indeed, all the tables are covered with vomit, with filth, leaving no clean place. Who is the Lord trying to teach? To whom is he explaining a message? To those just weaned from milk, to those just taken from their mother's breast. Indeed, they will hear meaningless gibberish, senseless babbling, a syllable here, a syllable there. for the mocking lips and a foreign tongue he will speak to these people. In the past, he said to them, "This is where security can be found. Provide security for the one who is exhausted. This is where rest can be found." But they refused to listen. So the Lord's message to them will sound like meaningless gibberish, senseless babbling, a syllable here, a syllable there. As a result, they will fall on their backsides when they try to walk, and be injured, ensnared, and captured. Therefore, listen to the Lord's message, you who mock, you rulers of these people who reside in Jerusalem. For you say, "We have made a treaty with death, with Sheol we have made an agreement. When the overwhelming judgment sweeps by, it will not reach us, for we have made a lie our refuge. We have hidden ourselves in a deceitful word." Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. "Look, I am laying a stone in Zion, an approved stone, set in place as a precious cornerstone for the foundation. The one who maintains his faith will not panic. I will make justice the measuring line, fairness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away the unreliable refuge. The floodwaters will overwhelm the hiding place. Your treaty with death will be dissolved. Your agreement with Sheol will not last. When the overwhelming judgment sweeps by, you will be overrun by it. Whenever it sweeps by, it will overtake you. Indeed, every morning it will sweep by. It will come through during the day and the night." When this announcement is understood, it will cause nothing but terror. For the bed is too short to stretch out on, and the blanket is too narrow to wrap around oneself. For the Lord will rise up, as he did at Mount Perazim. He will rouse himself, as he did in the Valley of Gibeon, to accomplish his work, his peculiar work, to perform his task, his strange task. So now, do not mock, or your chains will become heavier. For I have heard a message about decreed destruction from the Sovereign Lord of Heaven's armies against the entire land. Pay attention and listen to my message. Be attentive and listen to what I have to say. Does a farmer just keep on plowing at planting time? Does he keep breaking up and harrowing his ground? Once he has leveled its surface, does he not scatter the seed of the caraway plant, sow the seed of the cumin plant, and plant the wheat, barley, and grain in their designated places? God instructs him. He teaches him the principles of agriculture. Certainly, caraway seed is not threshed with a sledge, nor is the wheel of a cart rolled over cumin seed. Certainly, caraway seed is beaten with a stick, and cumin seed with a flail. Grain is crushed, though one certainly does not thresh it forever. The wheel of one's wagon rolls over it, but his horses do not crush it. This also comes from the Lord of Heaven's armies, who gives supernatural guidance and imparts great wisdom. Isaiah chapter 29. Ariel is as good as dead. Ariel, the town David besieged. Keep observing your annual rituals. Celebrate your festivals on schedule. I will threaten Ariel, and she will mourn intensely, and become like an altar hearth before me. I will lay siege to you on all sides. I will besiege you with troops. I will raise siege works against you. You will fall. While lying on the ground, you will speak. From the dust where you lie, your words will be heard. Your voice will sound like a spirit speaking from the underworld. From the dust, you will chirp as if muttering an incantation. But the horde of invaders will be like fine dust, the horde of tyrants like chaff that is blown away. It will happen suddenly, in a flash. Judgment will come from the Lord of Heaven's armies, accompanied by thunder, earthquake, and a loud noise, by a strong gale, a windstorm, and a consuming flame of fire. It will be like a dream, a night vision. There will be a horde from all the nations that fight against Ariel, those who attack her and her stronghold and besiege her. It will be a hungry man dreaming that he is eating, only to awaken and find that his stomach is empty. It will be like a thirsty man dreaming that he is drinking, only to awaken and find that he is still weak and his thirst unquenched. So it will be for the horde from all the nations that fight against Mount Zion. You will be shocked and amazed. You are totally blind. They are drunk, but not because of wine. They stagger, but not because of beer, for the Lord has poured out on you a strong urge to sleep deeply. He has shut your eyes, you prophets, and covered your heads, you seers. To you, this entire prophetic revelation is like words in a sealed scroll. When they hand it to one who can read and say, "Read this," he responds, "I can't, because it is sealed." Or when they hand the scroll to one who can't read and say, "Read this," he says, "I can't read." The Lord says, "These people say they are loyal to me. They say wonderful things about me, but they are not really loyal to me. Their worship consists of nothing but man-made ritual. Therefore, I will again do an amazing thing for these people, an absolutely extraordinary deed. Wise men will have nothing to say. The sages will have no explanations. Those who try to hide their plans from the Lord are as good as dead, who do their work in secret and boast, 'Who sees us? Who knows what we're doing?' Your thinking is perverse. Should the potter be regarded as clay? Should the thing made say about its maker, 'He didn't make me'? Or should the pottery say about the potter, 'He doesn't understand'? In just a very short time, Lebanon will be turned into an orchard, and the orchard will be considered a forest. At that time, the deaf will be able to hear words read from a scroll, and the eyes of the blind will be able to see through the deep darkness. The downtrodden will again rejoice in the Lord. The poor among humankind will take delight in the Holy One of Israel. For tyrants will disappear, those who taunt will vanish, and all those who love to do wrong will be eliminated. Those who bear false testimony against a person, who entrap the one who arbitrates at the city gates, and deprive the innocent of justice by making false charges. This is what the Lord, the one who delivered Abraham, has said to the family of Jacob. Jacob will no longer be ashamed. Their faces will no longer show their embarrassment. For when they see their children, whom I will produce among them, they will honor my name. They will honor the Holy One of Jacob. They will respect the God of Israel. Those who stray morally will gain understanding. Those who complain will acquire insight."